And so recently, there was, I mean, the BC government, I think it was in May, they kind of announced their opposition to Enbridge's pipeline. But maybe can you talk a little bit about that and get your reaction to that decision?
Simply put, it's not up to any colonial systems. It's up to the people of the lands and the settlers who seek to share in the responsibilities with the people of those lands and abiding by natural laws, ancestral laws of the people. When we learn from nature how to respect it, those supersede any colonial laws. Colonial laws are very perforated because it's under construction. Colonial laws are always a construct law. And because these systems are also seeking to diminish people's rights, migrant rights, lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans rights, you know, they're looking to decimate all forms of rights. Indigenous rights are all being reduced and diminished. And so these colonial states cannot claim to be the final answer. Stephen Harper also claims that he will have the final say, and not the Joint Review Panel, not the illegitimate National Energy Board's guidance in Enbridge's consultation with peoples, because that's what the Joint Review Panel is. It's a consultation process. Enbridge is adjusting their application as the Joint Review Panel is going on. And in the Northern, I mean, sorry, the National Energy Board is an organization that claims to be a Canadian body, but it is a body that recovers 100% of its costs from the organizations that they claim to be regulating. And with all these oil spills that we see going on and no action from the Northern, I mean, the National Energy Board, we see the holes that is actually happening here, that they are married, they are on board with each other. So industry and state are married. It used to be church and state, and industry divorced from church, and it married industry. And so industry and state are claiming to be the final say, and it is not. We are on unceded, occupied territories of the Wet'suwet'en peoples. We are not in Canada or BC. BC does not exist. Canada's Confederacy is incomplete. Smallpox epidemics were imposed upon our people in a form of biological warfare and genocide. And so BC is incomplete. They did not abide by their Royal Proclamation of 1763. They broke that treaty. And they broke treaties across the board. All the number treaties, all the Douglas treaties are all broken. And so we are not even sitting in Canada, even if we're in places that have treaties. It's all fraudulent, it's all broken. And Canada is merely a corporation. And Stephen Harper is its CEO. And we see in the boardrooms on all these industries, filled by government cabinet ministers, and government cabinet ministers are millionaires from their past dealings with industry. That marriage is very deep. And these corporations sit on each other's boards and they make massive, massive contingency plans 50 years ahead. This is plans that they made back in the day. The people that made these plans, they died already. Their kids are delivering it. And so what we have to understand is we all must stand up, and I'm really encouraged by seeing the stance that Montreal and other communities in Quebec are taking against hydraulic fracturing and Plan du Nord. We are also seeking pathways to build solidarity within the West here, and also across Turtle Island, to stop all of colonial structures' marriage with industry and their decisions that they claim to be making.
Can you talk a little bit about any police or RCMP repression or intimidation that's happened since this camp started?
We were very certain that infiltrators have come into our camp and found a way to pass the Free Prior Informed Consent Protocol. Our Free Prior Informed Consent Protocol is because it's still reawakening for us, we understand that it is perforated, but we have nothing to hide. We're proud to say we will stop all pipelines at all costs, by any means necessary. And we're not afraid in the face of police repression. They are pumped up security guards in a corporation. The RCMP, the paramilitaries, the private military corporations, the military itself, all pumped up security guards. They do not have a footing in this, in these lands. Their colonial construct laws do not apply here in unceded occupied lands. And because this country is all fraudulent, genocidal, sick society, and nature is beautiful and growing, and we're nurturing it, our future generations must understand that when we do have those battles in our future, and whether we win or lose, we have the moral high ground. We are not destroying the planet. We are not creating social order at everybody else's expense so that a few people can be comfortable and secure and thinking that their agreements and dealings and their industries are being nurtured. We must be the regulators of our territories. We are the warriors who will stop all destruction. And same with settler society, who is seeking to share in that responsibility, escalating actions. Don't be afraid. Keep throwing those stones in those windows, especially the proper targets. Keep burning those police cars. Those are pumped up security guards' vehicles. They are not a security system. They are insecurity systems. And so we have to be brave and courageous in the face of all of this, because we have that moral high ground. We are not the ones who are afraid. And the police that did come here, they are flying choppers over the camps. They're hovering closely. They're even using helicopters that have silent blades. And one of the young people who lives out here with Tagasai and Frida, she claimed and said that one of the choppers that was hovering over the camp in the night, she looked up and saw it, and she didn't hear it. And I insured my vehicle with my address. I've been keeping my address secure. And all of a sudden, I insured my Jeep after 2 years letting it sit. And all of a sudden, the government had my address. The day after I insured my vehicle, a helicopter circled my house 8 times. And so we understand that we're being followed, our phones are tapped. So when we come out here to nature, to the camp, and there's no phones, I'm not commuting to work, they can't follow me to work, they can't get hired in my job and see everything I'm doing at my job. There is a lot to be said about the insecurity systems in colonial states that are faltering. And all of you who listen and understand these words, you fully know what I mean, that these systems, these empires that are falling, they're grasping at straws here. They're scraping at the bottom of the barrel in the tar sands. They are scraping at the bottom of the barrel in their banks. There is nothing left. Nature has no more room for civilization's expansion. We must reduce our consumption. We must be in solidarity with those nations and those islands, communities who are losing food sources and shorelines. We must understand that Canada's racist immigration laws are really impacting many, many good people on this planet, because Canada is part in contributing to climate change. They're creating environmental refugees with their actions. When those environmental refugees are seeking homes to live and they come here, Canada's racist immigration laws keeps them from being safe in that process. And we don't stand for that. We stand beside with No One Is Illegal and other groups who are seeking migrant justice. We stand beside folks who are seeking lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans justice, reproductive justice. It's all combined. We're all on part of future justice. Future justice. True justice from the people, from the lands. And it is truly also water that connects us all. And so back to pipelines. Pipelines are a threat everywhere around this planet. And you know, we feel a great commonality with those in Palestine. We are fourth worlders. We're the people of the land, and we're being decimated by people who claim colonial state supersedes our laws and our connection to the planet. and we see that pipelines and water control for petroleum products and industry in all these other countries, control over water, has been decimating peoples worldwide for centuries. And so now that it's coming to an impasse where there's very, very few clean water sources left, we cannot be a source of water for more people. We want people to protect the water that they already have.
And lastly, you know, to bring it back, I'm glad you brought it back to the pipelines there, but we're seeing kind of this growing movement against pipelines in different parts of Turtle Island, of course, with Keystone XL in the States, Line 9.
Trailbreaker.
Alberta Clipper. What do you think this movement needs to succeed? Or, you know, where do you see this movement going in the near future?
Truly, we must shut down the tar sands and hydraulic fracturing projects. They're backwards thinking. It's energy cannibalism, first and foremost. And, you know, I'm not going to bark at people who are preaching about alternative energy, because we learn from really good people out there, too. You know, it's not alternative energy. If they're still using oil and gas and petroleum products and burning carbon from fossil fuels, and that addiction is still very strong, then these energies are not alternative. They're addition to. They are additional energies. Until oil and gas, especially the unconventional kind, is completely abandoned and the cleanup efforts are expended, truly all the other energies will be in the form of alternative energy, new energy. But people power it will always supersede, you know. In our traditional societies, it was the energy of the people. People power produced things that you needed. Everybody in society worked up to 3 hours a day, not 12 hours. You didn't have half your population slaving for 12 hours. You had everybody doing pretty good work for about 3 hours. You had the rest of your day to spend with your families, to spend doing things you really, really love doing. Who loves slaving at a job, being separated from their families and their elders? It makes everybody miserable, and so they fill their void with things. They fill their void with abundance. They think that they're comfortable. But it is the war machine that had brought that abundance to these lands. The war machine that is decimating peoples just like us in other countries, creating more refugees, creating environmental and war refugees, murdering people and children. So these colonial states, these G8, G20 powers, these the Vatican, all of which is combined, all this mega empire that the multinationals like the Bilderberg Group, you know, whoever you want to name it. I don't know if they're all conspiracy theories, but, you know, the Council on Foreign Affairs, the Trilateral Commission. All of these multinationals have formed a mega empire. And this mega empire is going to fall because empires fall. And when it crashes, it's going to crash harder than any empire has ever fallen, because they've built a mega empire. While all of these infrastructures produce such heavy-duty mining, incredible amount of mining to produce what they claim to be state-of-the-art infrastructure, like the super tankers that are four times the size of a regular tanker, claiming that when they build pipelines across territories, waters, that they will thicken the pipes by five times. That is more mining. So in solidarity with communities who are suffering from increased mining, we have to stop these pipelines.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Sindikalia. Awitsa.